All right, you're getting another good guy with Jack and what he's been through over the last high school career. You like him coming to Hastings College, don't you?
I do. And obviously, just with seeing the signing today and how much support that he has, you know that it means something to him and his family and all of his support cast. And like I said earlier, getting these small-town in-state kids, you get a lot out of them, especially in the work ethic. Great kids, great students, great athletes. It's super exciting. Like, obviously, we signed Reed last year, and the work ethic that he's shown and collaborating with the group of guys that we already have, it's been great.
The competition to break into that lineup is phenomenal. It's tough to break into that starting kind of lineup with all the good golfers you have.
Yeah, we do. We've got a good team, and we're hoping to make a run for the conference title this year. We posted a 21-0 record against conference opponents in the fall, but obviously anything can happen. You have that winter break, and now we've got the indoor facility up and running. We've got the guys in the indoor facility at least three times a week and doing a organized and structured practice. And we're going to spend our top 10 guys are going to be spending 9 days in Phoenix the first week and a half of March. We kind of ran into that last year. We went and played three tournaments before getting outside, and it kind of set us back a little bit, and so we decided we're going to play one less tournament and spend that week and a half down in Phoenix in some warm weather and hopefully knock our cobwebs off there rather than jumping into a tournament and try and find ourselves. But yeah, we've got a really good roster. We'll graduate a couple seniors, but we do have some really good talent coming back, and we're super excited to add a talent such as Jax.
You were mentioning the college put some money into your facilities for golf, didn't they?
We did, yeah. So we've been blessed and fortunate. We've got a really good backing and a support cast that sees the vision of the program and sees where the program is heading, and they're willing to invest that time and money and giving us a great facility to practice at when we can't be outside. Obviously, we can't change the geographical location of our campus, but being able to change the work ethic and the time put in over the winter months has really made us grow even beyond our fall season when we're done with that. So we're super excited to see, because this is kind of the first year that facility's been up and running, and we're working on adding a second simulator right now. But we already see the growth in the month of February that we've maybe been waiting until the end of March to see in previous years. So we're super excited for what this season's going to bring.
Do you have a feeling like everybody else, with it being so nice here in February, that springtime's going to just be crummy weather all the way around?
my assistant Gabe and I talk about that pretty frequently. Yeah. It's we're kind of in that limbo of, well, are we skipping winter this year, or are we just going to get dumped on in March and beginning of April? But again, like, we have that indoor facility, and whatever's thrown at us, we'll kind of take it on the run. But we're going to be in Arizona 16 days in March, so that definitely helps. So yeah, we'll be March 1st through the 10th down on spring break. One of our freshmen on the team, his dad's a GM at a course down there, and he's given us access, which is great. We have those people in our back pocket to help support the program, especially during peak season down there. It's tough to give up tee times, but he's willing to give us 9 days of tee times for us to get our qualifying done, to get some practice in. But yeah, we won't know what the weather is going to look like until it hits us. But we're hoping for the better, hoping for the best, and expecting the worst. So yeah, it's definitely been a different winter.
It's pretty cool. You're getting a lot of our area athletes. You got McCook connection. You got a Hitchcock County connection. It's good. Some of these kids are going to Hastings College, and hey, you got to compete with everybody else, but they're giving it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And huge props to some of our alumni who are back in this area, with Ben at McCook Brendan Johnson's at Alma. He's actually the one last year that reached out and told me, hey, you might want to put an eye on this kid. And I think it speaks volume as to not only our alumni being able to reach out to our current coaches and say, hey, this is somebody to watch out for, but also for it to come from a not Jack's high school coach, coming from a different coach, that means a lot. Mm-hmm. And in these small towns, you know, a lot of our recruiting is social media based, mm-hmm. and sometimes the smaller schools just don't have that backing that some of the bigger schools do. So that word of mouth is huge, and having some alumni connections in this area to give us a heads up of athletes that might fly under the radar a little bit is great.